Nolte, Sound of Freedom humiliates blockbusters, passes $175 million. By John Nolte on August 22, 2023. As of Monday morning, Sound of Freedom has earned an astonishing $178 million at the domestic box office. This amazing feat tops Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, $174 million, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, $165 million, Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, $157 million, Fast X, $146 million, The Flash, $108 million, and Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves, $93 million. Currently, Sound of Freedom is the ninth biggest moneymaker of the year. Number 8 is John Wick, Chapter 4, with $187 million. In its seventh weekend of release, Sound of Freedom cleared $2.6 million. There's still some gas left in that box office tank, so there's still a chance it could pass John Wick. Wow, isn't amazing what happens when you make a quality movie aimed at the other half of the country? The half that mainstream entertainment treats with neglect and contempt? Why, it's almost as amazing as what happens when, say, a beautifully written, composed, and performed song speaks to that same half of the country mainstream entertainment treats with neglect and contempt. Yep, knock me over with a feather every time a piece of quality entertainment becomes a rousing success when that piece of entertainment empathizes with and shares the values of 100 million people mainstream entertainment treats with neglect and contempt. Yeah, dummies, there's a whole market out there. There's gold in them thar red state hills. Fox News only proved that 3 decades ago. Sound of Freedom has already announced some distribution plans in foreign countries. This will bring in more millions. Another lucrative source will be what's known as the ancillary market. Home video, cable TV sales, streaming sales, foreign TV and streaming sales. There are only 100 million of us Americans out here panting for content that isn't gay, woke, nihilistic, or simplistic. There are only 100 million of us ready to hand over our money for entertainment that delivers universal themes, compelling characters, and a subtle message that demands more of us. There are only 100 million of us waiting to make you rich. It will always astonish me that people still haven't caught on to this fact nearly 30 years after Fox News proved that if you build it, traditional and normal Americans will line up in droves. Angel Studios figured this out. Oliver Anthony figured this out. Who's next? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.